From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama wraps up 3 days in Kenya on Sunday with an address that is expected to highlight the emotional impact of his visit to his father's homeland. From Nairobi, Mr. Obama flies to Addis Ababa as the first sitting U.S. president to visit Ethiopia. Redwan Hussein is Ethiopia's head of the government communications office.
The relationship that we have with America had lasted for about centuries. And no sitting American president has ever attempted to visit Ethiopia. Now, people would wonder why now. Then they would answer, it's because we have become visible enough. It's because we have become important enough to be seen to be visited.
Once in Addis Ababa, Mr. Obama will formally be welcomed by the Ethiopian government on Monday. He will also meet with Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn. And on Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make his first visit, the first visit by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Human rights concerns loom large in the background of Mr. Obama's travels in Africa. Before he left the U.S., human rights groups urged him to call for fundamental rights reforms in both Kenya and Ethiopia. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 people on Saturday, 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed another 20. No one has claimed responsibility, but the blast appeared to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone through a vast area of northern Syria. This is VOA News. The Saudi-led coalition said it will begin a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. Exiled President Abu Rabo Mansour Hadi asked the King of Saudi Arabia, King Salman, for the pause to allow the delivery and distribution of the maximum amount, as he put it, of humanitarian and medical aid to the people there in need. Tunisia's parliament voted overwhelmingly Saturday to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists, but critics fear the new legislation may endanger Tunisia's hard-won freedoms. Last month, a gunman killed 38 mostly British tourists along the Tunisian seaside. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists in Tunis, Islamic State militants claiming responsibility. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to the port in Sicily's city Palermo. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to the port on Saturday aboard a Norwegian vessel which is participating in the European Union rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Another group was taken to Pozzallo aboard an Irish Navy patrol ship. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the ship's captain, and he talks about the migrant ship and the conditions of the migrants rescued.
The vessel itself was unseaworthy, at which point we commenced our SAR operation. There were several cases of dehydration of migrants on board. We then evacuated these migrants towards our ship, and we have medics on board our ships who were able to deal with these cases of dehydration.
Latest arrivals come just days after 40 African migrants drowned at sea off Libya. More than 6,000 athletes from 165 countries gathered in the U.S. city of Los Angeles for the Special Olympics, a competition for people with intellectual disabilities. Games got underway on Saturday, and the Olympic gold medalist Rayford Johnson lit the flame at the opening ceremony. Johnson's been involved with the Special Olympics since the beginning and says the sport teaches important lessons.
I think in the long run, what we learn in sports help us to be better athletes, but it can be life lessons taught that are going to help us, in a sense, be the best we can be in other places other than on the field of competition.
Special Olympic Summer Games are held every 4 years in a different city. The last were in Athens, competition featuring 25 sports from aquatics to track. The game started in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of the U.S. President John Kennedy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.